Well, hello guys. Now, some of you people may be wondering why I'm spending so much attention on the USA politics. Why don't I pay more attention to the country I'm living in, or the country I was from? Well, the country I'm living in is the UK, who's just turned to Labour, and they're pretty much finished. Which is funny, because I don't know anybody I know of that voted Labour. That kind of rings a bell for people in the United States, doesn't it? And there's not really any hope of recovery. Now, Canada has hope of recovery and the new man on the block, and that isn't Justin Trudeau. So Canada has a chance of coming back to what they were. I don't believe the UK has any chance at all. And then there's France. Well, France had a chance and then it disappeared. So it's pretty much gone. And that was another strange outcome, wasn't it? And I believe Germany went a long time ago. But you see, the United States is kind of like a cartoon. And yes, it still has a chance to come back to be the great country it used to be. And anyway, the country I'm in, the politics is really very boring. But look what you got going on in the United States. In no other country that I know of could you get a person like Kamala Harris being vice president and maybe being the president. I mean, it almost plays out like a kind of a high-class soap. Bit like Dallas. You see, having power, great power, people don't want to give it up. Then it's true what they say about power. It breeds corruption. And no more is that true than in the United States. But you know, when I was in Thailand, there was a coup. And the Prime Minister at the time left the country and it was taken over by the army. And the leader of the army said he was only going to take control until another person is found. Funny, they're still in power. The army, that is. And that was a long time ago. I mean, I can make a video about our new Prime Minister, Starmer, but he's a cardboard cutout. He flip-flops all over the place. He's got no charisma, no personality. And he's got the trait that all politicians seem to have. He's a liar. No, there's no real hope, I don't think, for the UK anymore. But the USA is very volatile at the moment. Anything can happen. But I would like to see the USA and the people take control back of their country. Because if the United States falls, who else is left?